Thanks for joining us on the GFSI podcast series. In this series, we'll be exploring the world of GFSI and food safety as we work to share regular updates on our work and help build trust and confidence in food safety globally. Each month, we'll be joined by industry experts and key stakeholders from the GFSI community to explore the path ahead, its challenges and opportunities. Hello and welcome to the new episode of the GFSI podcast series. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Lisa Robertson, who is the Vice President, Global Food Safety, Public Health within the Research, Development and Engineering section of Ecolab. Hello, Lisa. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Linda. Thanks for inviting me.
Lovely. Let's dive into this podcast. So, why is Ecolab a supporter of GFSI and the annual GFSI conference?
Well, Ecolab has been a supporter of GFSI for years. It's just an excellent organization that brings together industry leaders across the food business to exchange information, share insights, and really, you know, work to advance food safety. And it's a part of our goals as well. And it's a part of, you know, all the customers that attend or all the attendees that show up for the conference. It's just an excellent place to, you know, garner those insights.
Lovely. And what are we looking forward to the most about this year's virtual conference, in your opinion?
Yeah. Well, I think really looking forward to hearing, you know, the insights, looking forward to the sessions. You know, there's always some just great information that we garner from that I can bring back to the organization. Looking forward to meeting with some of our customers to share some of our insights. And I'm actually looking forward to the technology. With it being virtual this year, I hear that we're going to have an avatar that we get to, you know, dress like us and, you know, partake in the process of the conference. And so I'm excited to just see how that technology will work and how we interact.
Lovely. Now, Ecolab is a prominent name in the food industry. So how are you helping companies to ensure safe food and responsible operations?
Okay. Well, Ecolab is a leader in water, food safety, and infection prevention solutions. And so we help our customers in a myriad of ways. We work with customers to provide different solutions and training and expertise when they have issues. And we also provide, you know, actionable reporting as well as training to help them prevent different issues. And then we also provide solutions regarding for environmental hygiene and for personal hygiene to help keep, you know, people safe and to keep the food products safe.
So what key lessons have you and Ecolab learned from 2020 that will help us to build a better future?
Well, I think we've learned quite a few lessons, you know, just looking back at 2020. I think the first and foremost is that, you know, people that were working in grocery stores and in restaurants, keeping, you know, food manufacturing going are really our true heroes, right? I mean, they kept the stores safe for us to be able to shop and, you know, just kept food flowing for people to, you know, just maintain health. I think a couple other things that we learned from 2020 is that, you know, although SARS-CoV-2, you know, didn't care who it infected, we did see disparities in some of our marginalized communities, and we've got to work to address, you know, some of those injustices. I think a couple of other things that we've learned too is that, you know, crisis management is critical. We weren't prepared for a pandemic. And so how do we prepare ourselves and pay attention to some of the information that we see today to prevent having future disasters, right? You think about water scarcity, we're seeing those. And what are the actions we're taking today? I think a couple other things on the opposite side of that is technology was just amazing and people have just been incredibly creative. I mean, we had already started doing a lot of work with digital technology, but we did a lot more or had to be agile and move pretty quickly to do service visits with technology, right? So being able to do troubleshooting, training, installing equipment, you know, without physically being there was just phenomenal. And then the last piece is that people are just absolutely resilient. I mean, I think about, you know, being able to physically distance, learning how to physically distance, how to wear masks, and how to, you know, be on Zoom, you know, doing wine tastings and having fun. I mean, we just did a lot of, you know, just had a resilience in ourselves to, you know, make the best of this situation.
Thanks for that, Lisa. And as you said, there are lots of lessons that we can draw upon from 2020. But as we are now moving past, or I'll say towards the end of the pandemic, where do you see the food industry focusing its efforts on?
Yes, it's interesting. I think there are a lot of efforts or focus areas that I see. I think the main thing is all the businesses want to keep their employees safe and they want to keep their customers safe. So we've got to work on what that looks like, you know, in terms of, you know, whether it's, you know, looking at the public health measures or looking at how they're cleaning and sanitizing and disinfecting. I also think that, you know, some of those other focuses will be depending on where you are in the food supply chain. You've got to look at labor challenges, and how do you not let some of the activities that companies have put into place, how do you make sure that we don't backtrack too fast and lose some of that, right? And we've got to make things, you know, we want to make sure that we're making things visible for customers to feel safe in coming into, you know, certain types of establishments and venues.
And what other additional trends do you see the food industry facing, in your opinion?
Yeah. You know, I mentioned some things about labor challenges. You know, I was talking to a colleague a couple of weeks ago, and they talked about how job responsibilities are going to be expanded because of some of the labor challenges. So when you think about, for example, a sous chef in a restaurant having to stop and doing disinfection of high touch points, or, you know, just different types of work that a particular role may not have done. So those are some of the, you know, you could see the labor piece being, you know, particularly challenging. I also think about, you know, how do you add a pandemic to your crisis management plan? You know, we talk about hurricanes, we talk about, you know, other types of disasters and outbreaks, but how do you build into a crisis management plan, you know, these type of activities?
Thanks for that, Lisa. And you mentioned a need to help restore consumer confidence as they look to return to restaurants. How is Ecolab helping with these efforts?
Yeah. So one, you know, our focus is really to help our customers to really have safe, clean environments. And one of the ways that we're helping is we've developed a program called the Ecolab Science Certified Program, where it takes, you know, advanced chemistries, you know, making sure you got the right products and making sure you've got the right training to handle those products, as well as training around food safety and public health. And it combines that with periodic auditing to just make sure that that customer has those things in place to make sure that their, you know, consumers feel safe coming into their operation. And so you can put a seal on your door to say that, yes, you've been Ecolab Science Certified. And that's a program that we, you know, developed to help our customers, you know, make sure that they're helping their consumers feel safe about coming into their operation.
And this might be a hard question to ask, but any sense, in your opinion, as to when we might start to move past this pandemic?
Boy, I tell you, if that's the million-dollar question. I think, you know, when we talk to some of our colleagues, let's say, for example, in China, you know, they're back to some level of normalcy, right? They're going to restaurants and, you know, they're not necessarily wearing masks. But we know that there's a lot of other countries that are not necessarily at that place yet. And so there's, you know, countries that I think about even here in the US where we are amping up vaccines, which I think will help. But we still have case counts that are unfortunately still too high. And, you know, the test positivity rates are still too high. So I think as we can, I think there's light at the end of the tunnel, but I also think that we can't take our foot off the brakes yet on, you know, some of the mitigations that do we know work, like masking and physically distancing. So I'm hoping that we'll get a chance to, you know, maybe enjoy the summer a little bit differently, but at the same time, you know, we have to make sure that we're staying safe.
Well, thanks once again, Lisa. We've come to the end of this podcast, and thank you for taking the time to speak to me today. It's been great to have Ecolab on this podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And as a last reminder, for anyone who's interested in participating in the GFSI conference, please see our website at www.mygfsi.com for more information. Thank you once again for joining us for this episode of the GFSI podcast series. If you'd like to hear more about what we discussed today or to be added to the GFSI emailing list, please visit our website at www.mygfsi.com. Thank you and speak to you soon.